I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Hollywood's big award season got underway today with the announcement of Golden Globe nominations. The Civil War epic Cold Mountain got the most nominations, including that for Best Dramatic Motion Picture. There's certainly prestige to these awards, but do they really make a difference at the box office, the business end of movies? Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, we'll get to the movies in a moment. First, there's an update on news from the New York Stock Exchange. Fill us in there.
Right. Well, yesterday we talked about that they were splitting up the jobs of chairman and chief executive. And this morning they announced a new one. It's John Thayne, the former president of the investment banking giant Goldman Sachs. Probably the most interesting thing about him is their choice for this position is that he was involved in Goldman's electronic trading operations. And he's already indicated that he might want to see more computerized trading at the big board. Right now, almost all the trading there is done by people, the floor traders.
So there'll be a lot to watch in what he's doing over the next
months.
Well, let's go to the movies now, then. The Golden Globes announced nominations earlier today. How important is that for the business part of movies?
Well, there's a professor at Colby College, Randy Nelson, who's actually run the numbers on that question, at least on the Oscars. And he found that the combination of getting nominated and then winning Best Picture can mean an extra $25 million at the box office. For a Best Actor or Actress nod, that can bring an extra $6 million. But it also depends on when the film was released. If it's released early in the year, then you're probably not going to get as big a bump in box office revenue. But most studios pack what they think are their Oscar-contending movies into the last quarter of the year, in fact, the last month. And they definitely see the effects of nominations.
Of course, the studios want the movies fresh in the minds of the award voters, another reason to hold them till the end of the year.
Right, certainly. But Nelson points out there is a risk to that strategy as well.
The studios are basically gambling when they delay a film's release to the fourth quarter, because that's when a lot of children's pictures are released. And if you're a studio and you wait to release a film in the hope that it gets a nomination or award and it doesn't, that film tends to disappear pretty quickly.
But again, for those who do get the nominations, it can really give that movie legs for several weeks.
So who benefits the most from the awards?
Well, you probably have to say the smaller independent and foreign films benefit the most, because they start out from such a disadvantage, at least when you're talking about advertising and marketing budgets. Big splashy films like Cold Mountain and Last Samurai, who hasn't heard of them already?
Right.
But they can do wonders for smaller films. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, got an MBA, Uncle Sam wants you.
Great. Tess, thank you. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.